Welcome to all those joining us for the Likutei Moran Shir. We're in the middle of chapter 72 in the second half of Likutei Moran, Torah Ayin Beis. We're up to the paragraph, we started this the previous Shir, and we're up to the paragraph that begins with the words Veda Shekol Echod V'Echod Lefi Hisnoitzetzus Hamoichin Shiloi. Today's learning is dedicated Lilui Nishmas Soraleya Bas Rab Liber, whose yahrzeit is today, on the 3rd of Kislev, and Li'ilu Nishmas Tzion ben Yitzchok Halevi, whose yahrzeit was yesterday on Shabbos, on the 2nd of Kislev, and Li'ilu Nishmas Menachem ben Zalman Gershon Halevi, whose yahrzeit was on the 29th of Cheshvan. We spoke about this chapter, and the Likutei Moran began, Rabbeinu Zal spoke about the tremendous benefits of seeing a tzaddik and being seen by the tzaddik. And Rabbeinu Zal said, especially if a person is zocheh to hear Torah from him, that's much greater. But even if not, even if a person doesn't hear Torah from the tzaddik, just seeing the tzaddik and being seen by him, through this a person receives gedula, greatness. And Rabbeinu Zal went on to say that the main greatness is shiflus, humility, because that's really what's going to remain with the person. That's the part that's going to be brought back to life in Olam Haba, is the shiflus. Because Rabbeinu Zal said, Olam Haba is something that's b'li gvul, it's infinite, and humility is also something that's b'li gvul, a person who considers themselves nothing. And therefore, in order to be part of Olam Haba, a person needs this shiflus, and it's the shiflus of the person that's going to be included in Olam Haba. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues, Veda, and you should know, Shekol echod ve'echod, lefi hisnoitzetzus hamoichin shaloi, kein zoiche lekabel gedula. That each and every single person, according to the degree that their mind shines, that will affect their ability to be able to receive this greatness. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Melech Osur Barahotim, a king who is bound with straps. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, Borehite Moichin. This refers to the straps of the Moichin, of the Seichel, referring to the straps of the tefillin that are worn around the head. The Hainu, Rabbeinu Zal says, what this Pasuk is showing us is, Shebechinas Hamalchus, that the Malchus, the attribute of Malchus, the Hainu Gedula, which is greatness, Osur Vekoshur Borehite Moichin, is bound by the straps of the brain, meaning Shelefi Hisnoitzetzus Hamoichin, Kein Mekabel Gedula. According to how well a person's mind is shining, that will affect the person's ability to receive this greatness, this Gedula. V'hamoichin v'hadas heim b'chinas binyan beis hamikdosh. We know that a person's seichel, a person's intellect, is associated with building the beis hamikdosh. K'may sham rabbi seinuzal, as the Gemara says, kol mi sheyesh boi deyo ki'ilu nivne beis hamikdosh b'yomov. That a person who has true intellect, it's as if the beis hamikdosh were already built in that person's time. Because one of the major aspects of the Beis HaMikdash was the great wisdom and knowledge that came forth from there. You had the highest body of learning, the Supreme Court of Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin HaGdoila, that sat in the Beis HaMikdash and gave forth the highest levels of Torah. The Gemara says, Ki Deo Nitan Ben Shtei Oisius, U Beis HaMikdash Nitan Ben Shtei Oisius. The Gemara shows a pasuk where the word das is found between two names of Hashem. There's a pasuk ki kel deois Hashem, and the word mikdosh is also found between two names of Hashem. Hashem, mikdosh Hashem, koinenu yodecho. So the Gemara draws a comparison between das and the Beis HaMikdosh. V'alkein, and therefore, kol echod kefi moichoi v'daitoi, ukefi shehu machnes atzmoi besoich hadas, Kol ma shehu oisik yoiser lahagdil moichai v'daitoi, kein hu oisik bebinyan beis hamikdash. Therefore, each and every person, according to their mind and their intelligence, and according to the degree that the person enters into das, the person really delves into proper das, recognition of Hashem, the more the person is involved in increasing and expanding their das and seichel, the more that person is involved, kein hu oisik bebinyan beis hamikdosh, the more that person is involved in participating in building the beis hamikdosh. Ki ikar bechinas binyan beis hamikdosh hu hadas, because one of the major factors in building the beis hamikdosh is this das. The more that we increase our das, the more we're participating in binyan beis hamikdosh. V'yesh mi sheyesh loy moyach moher v'charif. You can have a person whose mind is very quick and sharp, v'hu oisek tomid lahagdel moichai v'daitoi, and this person is occupied all the time with expanding their knowledge. Which means they're involved in building the Beis Hamikdosh. And according to the measure with which the person is expanding their das and their seichel, that will also determine that person's ability to receive greatness, to receive malchus, like we said before. This is what the pasuk says in Mishlei, Choziso ish moher bemalachtoi lifnei malochim yisyatsov. If you see a person who's quick in his work, that person will be zoche to attend to kings. Rabbeinu Zal now connects this. Ish moher bemalachtoi, a person who's quick with his work, what kind of work are we referring to? Ze bechinas mi sheyesh loy moyach moher v'charif kanal. This is referring specifically to a person whose mind races quickly and sharply. Shehu bechinas moher b'malachtoi, and that the pasuk says he's quick with his malacha. Which malacha were you referring to? Hainu b'maleches binyan beis hamikdosh. He's quick in his involvement in the work of building the beis hamikdosh. It's called meleches hamishkan. That's the term that's used. When Moshe Rabbeinu was building the Mishkan, the tabernacle, it was called Melacha. Ki meleches binyan beis hamikdosh hu kefi moichai kanal. Because we mentioned before that one of the major factors in building the work of the building of the beis hamikdosh is the moyach, the das of a person. V'al yidei zeh, and through this, lifnei malochem yisyatzov. That person will attend kings, meaning they'll have a connection to Malchus. Hainu, shezoiche legedula, b'chinas Malchus. That person will be zoiche to greatness, which is also referred to as Malchus. Ki hagedula, hi kefi hisnoitzetzus hamoyach. Because the greatness that a person achieves, one of the major factors is the hisnoitzetzus hamoyach, the degree that that person's brain is shining. Bebechinas melech osur barahotim. As the pasuk says, a king who is bound by the straps, and the Zohar Kodesh said, the straps of the moichin, the tefillin, which are associated with moichin, seichel, das. We know that the epitome of shleimus of malchus was Shlomo HaMelech. We're told that during the time of Shlomo HaMelech, the moon was complete. The Malchus achieved the highest level of Shleimus. And Shlomo HaMelech was known also as the greatest Chacham. The Navi tells us, Vatorev Chochmas Shlomo Mikol Adam Asher Pnei Adama, that the knowledge, the wisdom of Shlomo HaMelech exceeded that of anybody in the world. So we see a connection between the Chochma and the Malchus, that in order to achieve this Gedula that we're speaking about here, a person needs his noitzet zu samoichen. A person needs an expanded consciousness. Ve'yesh moyach kloli, ve'yesh moichen protim. there is a concept of a universal moyach, a universal mind, and there are individual minds. V'chol ha-moichen ha-protim he-mekablim mi-moyach ha-koilel. All of the individual minds of Klal Yisrael all receive from and draw from the universal mind, Shehu Chochom Hador, which is the leading rabbi of the generation. Vezehu Mailas Hazoiche Lirois Esatzmoy Im Hatzadik Oemes, Shehu Chochom Hador, Bechinas Chochom Akoel Kanal. And this is the great benefit of a person who is Zoiche to see and be seen by the Tzadik Oemes, who is the Chacham of the generation, who is this universal Chacham. Kal yidei sheze hechacham ha-koilel roya oisoi u-mestakel boi. Because when this universal moyach, when this tzadik emes looks at the person, al yidei ze misnoitzeitz moichoi, that causes that person's brain to shine, to sparkle. Val yidei she misnoitzeitz moichoi, and when the person's mind is shining brightly, the person is able to receive greatness. Because we said before, one of the main factors in being able to receive this greatness, this malchus, is the shining of the moyach. Now Rabbeinu Zal tells us, because the eyes are associated with Chochmah. When we speak about this Tzadik Emes looking at the person, the eyes are what give forth Chochmah. Kamei Shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, by Adam and Chava, Vatipokachna Einei Shnehem. Their eyes were opened. Upirish Rashi, Al Shem HaChochmah Nemra, that this is referring to wisdom, knowledge. They achieved a very high level of knowledge. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei shezeh ha-chochom, shehu moyach ha-koilel, mestakel boi, through the fact that this great chochom, this universal moyach, is looking at the person, al yidei zeh moyer boi chochma u-moichin. Through this tzadik emes is shining into the person knowledge and intellect, and the person's brain sparkles and shines. And through this, that person receives greatness, leadership. Because each and every single person has a brain and has intellect based on their level. Aval ha-moyach v'das shel kol echad v'echod, humunach bekatnus. However, very often, our minds are in a state of katnus. They're not really shining brightly. They're not really functioning completely. Ve'enoy misnoitzeitz, it's not shining. It's not sparkling. Validei shemistakel boi hechochom adoyer shumoyach hakoilel. However, when the leading chochom of the generation, this universal moyach, looks at the person, that will cause each and every single person that this tzaddik is looking at, their moyach will shine on their level. And as a result of the person's mind being awakened and aroused, and now it's sparkling, it's shining, that will affect that person's ability to receive greatness on their level. Ki ikar hagedula hi al yidei yisnoitzei tzamoyach. Because again, this greatness is a product, a result of the person's mind shining. And now Rav Nosson Zal says this is going to explain a very important paragraph in the Torah, in Parshas Yisroi. V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu olav hasholom. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the universal das of the entire Jewish nation, by Moshe Rabbeinu looking at all of the Jewish people, looking at each and every individual person, he was able to allocate greatness and positions of leadership to each and every person according to what they were qualified to do, each and every person according to their intellect. V'zeh b'chinas. This is why that paragraph in the Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu establishes a hierarchy in Klal Yisrael to lead the Jewish people, Yisroi says to him, V'ato secheze mikol ha'om. You will see, you will look out at all the people in the nation, V'samto aleihem sori alofim v'sori meis, and you will appoint over them leaders of thousands, leaders of hundreds, leaders of fifties, and leaders of tens. Rabbi Nassal says, look how that paragraph begins. V'ato secheze, you will look. K'al yidei hore'i lavad shel Moshe Rabbeinu, because simply through Moshe Rabbeinu's looking at them, shehoyoroye u'mestakel b'kol echad v'echad, by his looking and looking carefully at each and every single person, he awakened, he turned on the brains, the intellect of each and every person. And as a result of this, each and every single one of them was allocated greatness and leadership according to their worth, based on what that person deserved, based on their level of intellect. Dahainu, bechinas sori alofim, besori meyos, etc., etc. As it says over there, different categories of leadership. Vezehu viato secheze, vesamtaleim sori alofim. Kayidei sheyechse Moshe viyistakel bom, by Moshe Rabbeinu looking, seeing and gazing at the people, aydeze biatzmoi hu meisim oisam sori alofim. Through this, he appoints them as in their positions of leadership. Because again, by his looking at them, each and every single one of them receives greatness. As a result of that person's moyach being turned on through this look of the Chochma Ador. Vegam, and in addition, Moshe Hoyochoy Litzavois, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to dictate Sheze Yesar Elef Veze Sarmea, that this person should be appointed over 1,000, and this person should be appointed over 100. Kalidei Histaklusoy Bohem, because by him looking at them, Hoyoydeya Hagidula Hamagia Lokolechot Viechot, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to understand the exact measure of greatness that each and every single one of them qualified for. Because by his looking at them, he was able to realize the level that their moyach, their brain, was shining. And based on the degree, the level that their moyach was shining, that would determine the level of greatness that they could achieve. Now note, again, in this Torah Likud Imran, Rabbi Nizal is drawing a connection between Chachma and Malchus. We have this also in chapter 1 in Likud Imran. Rabbi Nizal speaks about the connection of Chachma and Malchus relating to the sun and the moon. The sun represents Chachma, the moon represents Malchus, and the moon receives all of its light from the sun. So there is this deep, profound connection between these two. Chachma is at the top of the ladder, Malchus is at the bottom, and yet it's all one. And the Malchus is dependent on the Chachma. The light of the moon is dependent on the sun. Any questions?
Question, Rabbi Maimon. When Rabbi Nosson brings the pasuk of Vatipokachna in Eshneihem by Adam and Chava, so in this context, was there some sort of greater machin that they were able to accept after they ate from the Eitz Hadas?
Yes. The answer is yes. But unfortunately, then it was something that was harmful to them. There's a concept of riboyoyer, too much light. when a person doesn't have the vessels to contain a certain level of light, or when a person's reaching for a knowledge that they're not supposed to have, when a person's looking at what they're not supposed to look at, then it's harmful for them. But that's definitely what the pasuk is referring to when it says their eyes were opened. When you try to explain something to someone and they say, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying means I understand what you're saying. So it's the eyes. The chokhmah comes from the eyes. The chokhmah comes from the eyes and it's received through the eyes. We have this pasuk, Vahoyu einecha royois esmarecha, that your eyes should look at your teacher. A person receives knowledge of Torah through the eyes, and it's given through the eyes. The Chacham is being mashpia from his eyes, and we are receiving through our eyes. Vazai kishemekabel kolechad gedula kefi horoi loy beemes lefi madregas moichoi. And then, when each and every single Jew is receiving greatness based on what they really deserve, what they're really qualified for, based on the madrega of their intellect, al yedei sheyesh maneg amiti b'chinas Moshe, when there is a true leader like Moshe Rabbeinu, sheyochoy lechalek hagdula l'chorechot koroiloi, who has the ability to allocate greatness to each and every single person according to what they deserve, al yedei histaklusay levad, simply by him looking at them, Azai yoidea kolechot mehasorem vamanhigim shal Yisrael lechadesh chidushin doiraisa kefi horoiloi lefi madregosoi loy poches v'lo yoiser. Then each and every one of these leaders of Klal Yisrael will be able to bring forth new ideas in Torah based on their level, not less and not more. You know, that will be revelations of Torah that will be appropriate for the level that that person is on. Because once each and every person is in their proper place, each and every person has leadership and authority really based on what they're qualified for. Alkein kolechod yoidei al figdulosei vismanusoi eich vekamo tzorech lechadesh batoira. Therefore, each and every person understands, based on his level, based on where he's been appointed, how and how much they are supposed to reveal in Torah. Ubefnei kama anoshim hu tzorech loimer. And in front of how large an audience he's supposed to be teaching Torah. Kizesh shememuna al elef mi Yisrael, because a person who is appointed over 1,000 Jews, dahainu sar ho elef, he's called a leader of thousands, hu tzorich loimar Torah b'fnei elef anoshim, he's supposed to be teaching Torah to a group of 1,000 people, v'chein kulam, and so too all the others, each one on their level. It's interesting, as we're learning this, first of all, before, when the question was asked, it's not Rav Nosson Zal who quoted this pasuk, it's Rabbeinu Zal. We're in Likutei Moran now. But as we're learning this now, I'm reminded of something very interesting and very important. When we read about the passing away of Rabbi Nachman, the night before he passed away, Rav Nosson Zal was with him that night for hours, for several hours. And he writes that he didn't ask Rabbeinu Zal any questions. Rabbeinu Zal was extremely weak at the time. He had been suffering from tuberculosis for 3 years, and he was coughing up blood. And Rosh Hashanah, a few weeks, Rabbeinu Zal passed away in middle of Chol HaMoed Sukkos on the 18th of Tishrei. But prior to that, on the first day of Tishrei and second day of Tishrei, on Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu Zal was coughing up a lot of blood, and he was extremely, extremely weak. So Rav Nosson Zal was afraid to cause him to speak at all, number one, for health reasons. And in addition, Rav Nosson Zal didn't want to allow himself to think that Rabbeinu Zal is going to die. He didn't want to think in that direction at all. He wanted to think he's going to live. He's a young man. He's 38 years old. Rav Nosson Zal didn't want to allow himself to think that this is the last night, the final night that he's going to spend with Rabbeinu Zal. But he writes that Rabbeinu Zal was looking at him and looking at him and looking at him the whole time. And based on this chapter in Likut Imran, it seems we can understand what was going on in that looking, because Rabbeinu Zal definitely was appointing Rav Nosson Zal to be the one to take over after him. And Rav Nosson Zal would be the one to reveal the Likutei Halachos, thousands of pages of Chidushim on Rabbeinu Zal's teachings and on the entire Torah. And with that look, that Rabbeinu Zal was looking at him and looking at him, he was shining Seichel into him, number one, and shining this Gedula into him, this appointeeship, this position, this authority that Rav Nosson Zal would be able to carry on and bring forth all the Chidushei Torah that he did and be able to reach the hundreds of people who he reached during his lifetime and the thousands of people that he's reaching now, Baruch Hashem, through the spread of his teachings, the Likutei Halachos, and all the Sforum of Rabbeinu Zal that he was responsible for. Any questions?
Is this also connected at all to Yitzchak Avinu in the Parsha becoming blind dafka at the moment when he was giving the brachas, which is also somewhat of, you know, the next, giving it over to the next generation?
Interesting observation. I would think there is a connection. We're told that what caused, there are several reasons giving for Yitzchak Avinu's blindness. One is that we're told that during the time of the Akedah, when the angels in heaven thought that Yitzchak Avinu was actually going to die there, they were crying, and it's brought that their tears went into his eyes, and that's what weakened his eyesight. That's one thing. It's brought also that the idols that were being worshipped by Esav's wives, the smoke from their idol worship is also what caused a weakening of Yitzchak Avinu's eyes. But there must be an association. I know that in Likutei Halachos there are several places where Rav Nosson Zal expounds on that whole story, explaining what was taking place there, with Yitzchak Avinu at first wanting to give the brachas to Esav, seemingly, and then Yaakov Avinu having to trick Yitzchak to be able to get the brachas. There's incredible deep secrets that's found in that whole story. But it's possible that there's a connection also to what we're learning about here. Let's continue. Rabbeinu Zal says now, Ki yesh bechinas ruach bekol echod v'echod. Each and every single person possesses a ruach, a spirit. V'hamanik hu'amiti shel kol Yisrael, dahinu bechinas Moshe, hu bechinas ruach ha'koilel. The true leader of the Jewish nation, like Moshe Rabbeinu, is referred to as a Ruach HaKoilel, a universal Ruach again. Bechinas, as we find, when Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Hashem about appointing a leader who would take over after him, he said it must be Ish Asher Ruach Boy. It must be a person who has the divine spirit of Hashem inside of him. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says, quoting the Gemara, Sheyoidea lahaloich neged ruchoi shel kol echod v'echod. He must be a person who knows how to deal with the spirit of each and every single Jew, meaning that his ruach, he's a composite of all of them. His ruach is a composite of all of them, and therefore he can relate to every single different person. Ki hamanik hu'amiti hu bechinas ruach ha'koilel, sheyoidea lalech neged kol ruach v'ruach, ki kula mekable mimenu, because the true leader is this universal ruach, who knows how to address the ruach of each and every single Jew, because all of them receive from him. All of them receive chachma from him, they receive malchus from him, they receive spirituality from him. Kihu bechinas ruach hakoilel, bechinas he is the universal ruach. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Yecheskel, koyomar Hashem me arba ruchois boi haruach. This is what Hashem said, that from all four ruchois, from all four directions, which encompasses the entire world, comes forth the ruach. Meaning that there is an individual ruach, the ruach of the tzaddik emes, that's koilel all people all over the world. The Ruach Hazeh Hu Bechinas Ruach Elokim. And this Ruach is a divine spirit, Shehu Biatzmoi Bechinas Hamoichin, which is itself this Seichel that we're speaking about, this Moichin, Bechinas, as it says in the Torah when it speaks about Hashem giving Bezalel and Aliyah the knowledge they need to design and build the Mishkan, it says, Va'amalei Oisai Ruach Elokim, I have filled him with the divine spirit, bechokhma ubetfuna ubedas ubechol malacha. Dahainu bechina samoichin. That's the seichel. Those terms are all terms that define the seichel of a person, the moichin. Shehem bechinas maleches binyan beis hamikdash, which is the knowledge that affects the building of the beis hamikdash, as we learned before. Before we continue, just for a moment, this word Ruach Elokim is used. I remember seeing, I believe it's the Arizal that mentions this, that the word Ruach, in the Torah, in the second Pasuk in the Torah, it says, V'ruach Elokim rachefes al pnei amoyim. We're going to see, Rabbein Azal is going to quote this soon, that this term Ruach Elokim, Hashem's name Elokim, when you fill out the letters, the Aleph, the filling out of it, which is the Lamed Pei, the Lamed, the Mem Dalid, and so on and so forth, the Miluy of Elokim is Bigimatria Ruach, exactly. This is why we use this word Ruach Elokim. Ruach is an extension of Elokim. It's the filling out of Elokim. So now Rabbein Azal says, V'chol echod lefi bechinas haruach Elokim sheyesh boi, Shehu Bechinas Ruach HaKodesh, Ruach Nevuah. Each and every single person, according to this divine spirit that they have inside of themselves, which is also referred to as Ruach HaKodesh, a holy spirit, a spirit of prophecy. Kemoikein Hu Zoyche L'Chadesh BaTorah. That will define that person's ability to bring forth new revelations in Torah. Ki Zeh HaRuach HaLekim, because this divine spirit of Hashem rests upon the Torah. Bibchinas, as it says in the second pasuk in the Torah, V'ruach Elokim merachefes al pnei amoyim, that the divine spirit of Hashem hovers over the water. Hainu al pnei ha-Torah shenikreis mayim. This means over the Torah, which is called mayim. K'mo shedosh Rabbi Seinazal, as our rabbis tell us, that the Torah is compared to water. That just like water flows from a high place to a low place, so too Torah flows to those who have humility. Other comparisons also. Al kein, al yidei haruach elokim azeh, therefore it's through this divine spirit that the person is zoichen lechadesh b'Torah, the person is zoichen to bring forth new revelations in Torah. Ki haruach lekim shoira al pnei haTorah, because that's the place where this divine spirit of Hashem resides. So when a person like this, when a person who has this ruach hakodesh, this ruach nevuah, this ruach lekim, this moichen, this is noitzitzus hamoichen, when that person is studying Torah, they're zeichet to see new revelations in Torah. Al kein, therefore, al yedei hamanik ha'amiti shubechinas Moshe, bechinas das ha'koilel, bechinas ruach ha'koilel, sh'al yodoi misnoitzeitz moichoi shol kol echon, through the true leader who is Moshe Rabbeinu, the bechina of Moshe, this das ha'koilel, this ruach ha'koilel, and he's the one that activates, that turns on the moichin of each and every person, this is that divine spirit of Hashem that the tzaddik shines into each and every person. Because this ruach elokim we're speaking about, that is this seichel, this is noitzitz samoyach that we're speaking about. This also shines into each and every person new revelations of Torah. Ki hachidushin doiraisa hem al yidei bechinas haruach elokim, because these new revelations of Torah come from this ruach elokim shehu shoira al pnei haTorah, which resides upon the Torah, shehu biatzmoy bechinas moichin, which is intellect, it's seichel, shekol ze nimshach mehamanhig. And all of this originates from, all of this comes from the leader, bechinas Moshe, shehu das hakoylel, ruach hakoylel. He is referred to as this all-inclusive das, this all-inclusive ruach. In chapter 21, in the first half of Likutei Moran, that chapter, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the menorah, he speaks about the seven openings of the head, and there he speaks about a person's mind being opened up to be able to receive new levels of Torah, and he speaks also about uncovering the secrets, the revelations of the Torah itself. If you study that chapter in Likutei Moran, here Rabbeinu Zal is referring to, he speaks about the Ruach Elokim that's found upon the Torah, these revelations that are found in the Torah, and he's speaking about the Ruach Elokim that's found inside of each and every one of us. And he says that Ruach Elokim is also Moichen, Moichen Seichel. So there's the person's Seichel, and there's the Seichel of the Torah. And both of them need to be opened up. Both of them need to be turned on, activated, revealed, in order that a person will have the privilege of bringing forth new revelations in Torah. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to go into some of the qualifications of this manhig. Aval zeh hamanhig tzorich sheyia porush godol bekidusha gedoyla. This leader, bechinas Moshe, who has the ability to allocate greatness to Klal Yisrael, and he's the one who is shining these moichen and seichel into Klal Yisrael, he has to be a very high level ascetic, porush, one who separates himself completely from the pleasures of this world. Ve'oz dafka hu yochol liyos manig Yisrael. And it's then that he's able to really be a true leader of the Jewish people. Kalidei prishusoi ukdushosoi hagedoyla. Because it's through this person's abstaining from the pleasures of this world and bringing himself to a very high level of holiness, hu yochoy lachsoi sulestakel b'cholechad miYisrael, that's what gives his eyes this level of holiness, this power to look at each and every single Jew, ulechalek hagedula lecholechot aydei staklus levad, and to allocate greatness, hisnoitzus hamoichen, and malchus, to each and every single person, just by looking at that person. Bebechinas vi'atos sechze, as we saw before, when Moshe Rabbeinu was allocating positions of authority to people in Klal Yisrael, by looking. Ki hisstaklus hazois, he tluya bekedusha uprishus godol, because for a tzaddik to have this kind of a look that's shining this moichen and this greatness into each and every single person, this requires tremendous holiness and abstention. V'alkein Moshe Rabbeinu shoyo kodosh uporush godol moid al pi adibur, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, who was so holy and achieved such a high level of precious, of abstention, based on the command of Hashem. He didn't do this on his own. He was commanded by Hashem to do this. K'moy shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Torah, that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato poi amoidi modi. And you, I want you now to remain here with me. And the Gemara learns out that from that point in time, Hashem was commanding Moshe Rabbeinu to separate from his wife even, because he had to attain such a level of dveikus to Hashem that it required a complete separation from that time on. We find that Aharon, HaKohen, and Miriam didn't even realize this, didn't realize the madrega that Moshe Rabbeinu was on that required this level of precious. V'zehu v'ato sechezeh. You will look at. Why does the pasuk say, stress the ato? Ato daiko, you specifically. Ki rak Moshe shehoyo porush godol moed bekdusha gedoyla, because it was only Moshe Rabbeinu who who was so great an ascetic, on such a high level of holiness, zoicha lehistaklus hazois, was zoicha to this incredible ability to look. Ki istaklus hazois b'chinas vata sechse, he tluya rak b'kedusha uprishus mitaiva zois. Because this type of a look, where a tzaddik through his look could be transmitting this moichen and this greatness, is dependent only, solely on holiness and abstention, especially from this taiva, especially from taivas noshin. It requires the highest degree of holiness and separation in terms of the relationship between man and woman. V'zeh b'chinas, and this is what the pasuk says in Malachim, v'hazoinois rochotzu. They washed the women of ill repute. V'dosh rabbi sein zoran avrocha, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin says on this, lemarek shtei chezoinois, that this refers to clarifying two visions. The Gemara there says this is speaking about Achav, King Achav, who was shot with arrows during a battle, and his blood went out in the chariot that he was riding, and his body was brought to Samaria, and the driver flushed out this chariot from this at a pool over there, and the dogs were lapping up the king's blood, and they washed these women of ill repute with it. So the Gemara says that this is referring to a concept. Rabbi Elazar says that if you change, we know that the letters He and Ches are sometimes changeable in Lashon Kodesh. The word Hazoinois can be Chezoinois, visions. That this teaches that the death of Achav is what clarified two prophecies concerning him, one by Micha, that Achav would not come back from this battle alive, and the other one by Elianovi, that dogs would lap up his blood to avenge the fact that Achav brought about the murder of Novois when he wanted to steal his property from him. But now look at the connection that Rabbi Nazar makes here. Hainu kefima sheroichitzen atzman mitaiva zois, to the degree that a person cleanses themselves and washes themselves completely from taivas niyuf, from a sinful type of desire towards women, b'chinas v'hazoinois rochotzu, d'hainu sheroich sinatzma mitaivazo, a person washes themselves completely and cleanses themselves completely from this taiva, k'moikein hu memarek u'metzachtzea shtei chezoinois. To that degree, that person clarifies and causes to sparkle, to shine brightly, two visions. Bechinas, v'ato secheze. There's one pasuk where the pasuk says, you will see. That's one chizoyin. And Rabbi Nizal brought this other pasuk. Bechinas, choziso ish moher b'malachtoi. You see a person who is quick in his work, his mind works quickly, his moichin is racin, d'hainu b'chinas histaklus anal, which we said these two psukim, these two chazis, these two chezyoinois, refer to a tzaddik of this caliber who has this ability to look. Ki ikar histaklus anal, hi alidei kdusha uprishus mitai vazu kanal. Because the main effectiveness of a tzaddik's ability to do this, to look, and with his look alone, to convey this malchus and this moichin, is dependent on his purity in this area. Ki taiva zoi si bechinas pegam hueinayim, because the Torah defines this desire as being related to the eyes. Kemo shekosuv, as we say in Kriya Shema, v'lo yisasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem. Be careful not to turn away from Hashem by following your heart or following your eyes, chas v'shem, looking at the wrong things. V'alkein tzorech lekadesh atzmoy b'yoyser b'prishas godo mizoyis hatayva, and therefore, a true leader of Klal Yisrael, who wants to achieve this kind of level has to purify himself and sanctify himself, especially regarding this taiva, va'oz yeshloi einayim zakin, and then he has eyes that are pure, lachsoi solehistakel, to look and to gaze, v'litein hagdula l'chalechot karoiloi, and to apportion greatness to each and every single Jew based on what they deserve. Alidei histaklusoi levad, simply by looking at them. V'oz dafka hu yochoi liyois manig Yisrael. And then that person is qualified to be a real leader of Klal Yisrael, as we discussed previously. U'kesh'ein liYisrael manig u'mashgiach kozeh, and when the Jews do not have a leader and a guide of this caliber, be'emes kol ha'olam mo'irav u'mevulvel, then the truth is that the entire world is in a state of confusion, meaning the Jewish people are in a major state of confusion. V'chol ha'roitze litel es Hashem noitel, and anyone who wants to take a position of authority or leadership takes it. Kemoisha misnahig achshav bavaneseinu arabim. Rabbi Nizal says, as is unfortunately the case now during our time. Rabbi Nizal said this during his time, that there were people who were taking on positions of leadership and authority who weren't really qualified at all. Ki Yisroel tzrichin sheyaleim mashgiach, because the Jewish people need to have a real supervisor, sheyashgiach veyirabohem, that will supervise them and look at them, sheyamoid kolechod al mekoymoi horoyloi beemes, to see to it that each and every single person is in their rightful position. Vamashgiach hazeh yeh porush v'kodosh godol. And this mashgiach, this supervisor, has to be a tremendous ascetic, very holy. Bebchinas kedushas u'prishas Moshe. Va'oz yochoy lahanig es Yisrael. And then he's qualified to lead the Jewish people. Liten l'cholechot gedula koroiloi, to apportion to each and every single person greatness based on what they deserve, what they're qualified for. Alidei ha'histaklus levad, by simply looking at them. Any questions?
Oh, my man, I have a question. I imagine that Rabbeinu Zal would expect all of us to have this, at least striving for Shmir Sanaim and Prishos of Niuf, but how much do we expect, at what level of leadership do we expect our leaders to really be bulky in this? I mean, I can imagine our local Rabbanim, all the way up to the Gedolei Hador. What level of leadership do we really look for that they can instill this in us? How high does it go?
Rabbeinu Zal is telling us here that this requires a very, very high level. And during his time, he was implying that this already was not so available and wasn't functioning so well. So that unfortunately there were many people in positions of authority and leadership who were not really qualified for it. So this we need to be aware of this. We need to know what we're striving for. We need to know what. Now note, when he spoke about the precious of Moshe Rabbeinu, he made it clear that Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed by Hashem to go for that level, even separating from his own wife. In terms of us, a person has to be very careful. Each person, the Shulchan Aruch, defines levels, madregas, of each person in terms of what level of precious and what levels of kedusha a person can hope to strive for and attain. This is a very delicate issue. But the fact that the Torah tells us that as we get closer to the coming of Moshiach, there's going to be a Yoridas Hadoiros, that the generations are going to get weaker and weaker, unfortunately. And we're told that especially the leadership is going to be lacking in many ways. The Gemara says, Pnei Hador kepnei hakelev, that the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. The term Pnei is used to refer to the leadership. We spoke here about the Ruach HaLekim Merachefes al Pnei Hamoyim. That we need to be aware of this and need to know that therefore not everybody's in their rightful positions. And therefore, a person has to really pray very hard, beg Hashem, number one, that I should be in my rightful position. We know that, for example, when we speak about parents in a house, it says in Megillas Esther that Ahasuerus sent out letters, Lihiyois Kolish Soirer Bevesoi, that each and every man should be a ruler in his house. There's a concept of different, Rabbeinu Zal in chapter 56 in Likutei Moharan begins, that there's levels and levels of malchus. There's a person who strives to be a leader or a ruler in their own home. There's a ruler of a city, of a state, of a country. There's all kinds of levels of malchus. And each and every person has to pray to Hashem to be zeuche, to be in the right position, and to know how to use that malchus the right way, like Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Nun Vav. Not, it shouldn't be self-serving. It should be all about crowning Hashem. It should be all about exerting any influence, any authority that I have over people to guide them, to show respect to Hashem, to the Torah, to the true tzaddikim. That's what this malchus is all about. But we need to know that because we're living in times when, especially in this area of Tikkun HaBris, that the generation keeps getting worse and worse. It's getting uglier and uglier. So we need to know that, unfortunately, therefore, the whole issue of leadership is a tremendous, a terrible mess. And we cannot assume that if a person's in a position of leadership or authority, that they're really qualified for that. And therefore, a person has to search very, very hard to see who is a true leader, who is a drawing malchus from a place of holiness and purity, etc., etc.
Thank you.
Sure. Another question.
It seems that there's a tremendous kayach between a Talmud and a Rebbe of histaklus, of gaining spiritually from gazing at the Rebbe. But if Reb Nachman is not here with us today physically, how do we connect to this histaklus?
Very good question. This has come up several times before. In chapter 4 in Likutei Moharan, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the connection between a student and a rabbi, between us and the tzaddik, he says step one is looking at the tzaddik, his staklus of the tzaddik. And Reb Nachman Chirin, who was one of the greatest students of Reb Nosson Zal, in his commentary on Likutei Moharan, he writes, he gives a whole explanation exactly how do we fulfill this today regarding Rabbi Nachman. And he mentions three items. He mentions, number one, when we go to the kever of the tzaddik, especially Rosh Hashanah time, which is a time when there's a large gathering of people, of students of the tzaddik, that's a time when the eyes of the tzaddik are shining brightly, in a sense. That's one example that he gives. He says, in addition, he quotes chapter 196, I believe it is, in Likutei Moharan, where Rabbeinu Zal shows that looking at the words of the tzaddik, that the tzaddik puts his face and his intellect and his soul into his words. I'm sorry, it's chapter 192. Rabbeinu Zal says there these words, that the pono v'sichloi v'nishmosoi of the tzaddik is in his words. So when we're studying the writings of the tzaddik, that's another way that we're looking, fulfilling this item of histaklus at the tzaddik. And the third item is, there's a pasuk, chochmas odom to'ir ponov, that the knowledge of a person, the wisdom of a person, lights up his face. The Gemara says, if you want to look at a rabbi, look at the student. So that another way is by looking at the students of a tzaddik, that's another way of looking at the tzaddik. And this rabbi, this Reb Nachman Chirin, had a custom on Rosh Hashanah, when there was the largest gathering of students of the tzaddik, he would walk around the shul, not in an obvious way, and he would look into the face of each one of the people present, because he said each one of them is an aspect of a revelation of the Pnei HaTzaddik, the face of the tzaddik. So these are the ways that we try to fulfill this today.
Is it person dafka supposed to reject or try to not learn from a teacher or a rav who they feel has not mastered this area of this dafka? So we're just saying this person can't be the manhig hador. Should a person try to, even if the person has Torah to teach, to stay away from that?
The answer is, Rabbi Nizal is telling us here that this is one of the critical qualifications when it comes to connecting to Hashem and connecting to the Torah and connecting to Tzaddik. This is one, you know, is there are people who, looking at a resume of a rabbi or a teacher, oh, he studied in this thing and he studied this for so many years and so many years. Rabbi Nizal is showing us here, as is found in the Zohar HaKadosh, in the Gemara, the Zohar HaKadosh says, man tzaddik, man denotar bris, that one of the critical qualifications for a person to be able to give over Torah properly is tikkun habris. And it's also one of the critical qualifications in being able to receive Torah. Rabbi Nizal shows in chapter 34, just a moment, 34 or 36, in the first half of Likutei Moran, Rabbi Nizal says there that in order to receive the Torah that a person receives from a rabbi properly, the person must have tikkun habris. And if they don't, they're not going to receive it in a proper manner. So here, Rabbi Nizal asks in Likutei Halachos, when a person first comes to the tzaddik and they're not yet pure the way they need to be and want to be, are you telling me, therefore, that when they're going to hear the words of the tzaddik, they're going to misinterpret it and it's going to lead them, you know, it's going to mislead them in a big way? And Rav Nosson Zal answers that if the person realizes that their mind, their brain is damaged because of the fact that they don't have a high level of tikkun habris, their brain is damaged, their moichin is not functioning properly, and therefore they cannot use their own sechel, their own knowledge, their own thoughts to figure out, to determine right from wrong, what to do, what not to do. And the person says, therefore, I'm going to put aside my own thinking, everything that I've been brought up with, whatever I know, and I'm going to try to think through the brain of the tzaddik. I'm going to try to keep it as simple as, you know, like Simple Simon says, I'm going to try to accept, use the tzaddik's brain. I'm not using my own brain. Very usually, generally, when people attend a class, a lecture, the person is speaking, the person is giving over knowledge, and I have my own knowledge. And I'm listening to what the person is saying, and I'm processing it through my brain. Based on everything I know and I understand, I'm going to see whether I accept what the person is saying or I don't accept, or I qualify what the person is saying based on things that I understand. But Rav Nosson Zal says, if a person realizes that their moyach is not working properly because they're not on the highest level of tikkun habris, then the advice for that person when they meet the true tzaddik is to put aside their seichel, their own seichel completely, and to go with the seichel of the tzaddik. Then they'll receive the Torah in a proper manner where it'll be beneficial and helpful to them. Now here again, today when a person is looking for a person to receive Torah from, to receive guidance, spiritual guidance, we need to know that this is definitely a critical and possibly the most critical factor, this issue of tikkun habris. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Sholach Yodov Bishloimov Chilel Brisoi, a person who reached out his hand against the peaceful ones of Hashem, meaning a person who attacks tzaddikim, chas v'shalom, a person who speaks against tzaddikim, it says chilel brisoi. Very often, the implication is that that person has chilel abris, that because that person is poigim in the bris, because that person commits sins in this area of the relationship between men and women, whether it be in thought, in speech, or in action, that will get that person to oppose, that will lead that person to oppose the true tzaddik, chas v'shalom. Not only not come close to the tzaddik, but actually oppose the tzaddik. So this is definitely a very important critical factor in Yiddishkeit, in being able to receive Torah. Now, the next section, Rabbi Nisal is going to go into a whole new piece that he's going to add to what we've been learning till now. He's going to discuss the topic of tshuva and really go into a clear explanation of what tshuva is all about and exactly what we experienced when we stood at Har Sinai. And we're going to have more clarification about this topic of a true leader of Klal Yisrael and our relationship with him. We'll continue this, Amir Tashem, in the next shiur. Now, next Sunday, this coming Sunday, is the yard site of Rav Rosenfeld, Amir Tashem, Yud Aleph Kislev. I hope that we will have the shiur. I'm sorry, it's the day before. Sunday night is the yard site, which means that we will have our shiur, which in America is Sunday morning, and even here it's Sunday afternoon. Amir Tashem, we still will have the shiur. We'll dedicate it to Amir Tashem, Leilui Nishmasai. And hopefully we'll include that in the shiur also, Yitzhak. Wishing everybody a wonderful week. Besuras Toivos.